First, smile just a bit. Now take a deep, deep breath and exhale. Once again, super deep breath in and exhale. And once again, super deep breath in and exhale. Okay, good. Now, remember a time when someone was compassionate with you, when they soothed you, when they attuned to you. Bring that to mind now. And if you don't have such an event, invent one. Just create it. Okay, good. And so now see that person being compassionate with you. And then see light come off that person and kind of and go into you. And this light represents compassion. And this light pools in your heart and creates a seed of compassion that is lodged deeply and permanently in your heart. And now this seed grows and fills up every cell of your body and mind. Good. And now we're going to start the meditation, but first it's important to have total faith and confidence in your capacity to have compassion. Good, good. Now, bring to mind an easy to love object. So this would probably be a pet or a child, someone or something you haven't a very easy, uncomplicated, loving relationship with. Good. And now, send them compassion. Well, first, rather, see their suffering. You really see and acknowledge their suffering. And now we're going to send them compassion. And you're going to do this in such a way that you see the compassion coming off of you and going to them. You're also going to say a mantra. The mantra or verbalization is, may you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And then feel the compassion in the body as you repeat the mantra. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. That's right, keep going. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Okay. Good. And now let's move to a teacher, a mentor, a benefactor. And then do the same meditation. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. You see these kind of moonlight waves of compassion moving from you to your teacher. teacher or benefactor. And these waves of compassion are healing them. That's right. Keep going. Now make a deep impression of this. See how your compassion towards your mentor really made a difference. Okay, good. And now let's move on to self. See if you can first bring up your own suffering. You have real suffering. And now send yourself compassion. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Right, keep going. That's right. Okay, good. And now let's move on to someone you love. But it can be a complicated loving relationship. So this would be like a parent or a spouse. It's okay. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Okay, good. Now, let's move on to someone that's neutral. Someone you don't know very well, like the mailman or the clerk at the store or somebody that jogs in your neighborhood. So bring them to mind and imagine their suffering. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Then you see these grace waves of compassion flowing off of you towards this neutral person. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Okay, good. And now let's move on to an enemy, someone you have a very difficult relationship with. And now, don't put a bunch of pressure on yourself. This is supposed to be a hard exercise. So go ahead and send compassion towards the enemy. And just do your best. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And of course, your enemy really does suffer. And you're sending these grace waves of compassion towards them. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. That's right. Okay, good. And now go back one more time to the easy to love object. Bring up their suffering. And now one more time, send them compassion. So you just see these grace waves of compassion, silvery moonlight going from you to them, healing them. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And now we'll do very briefly a geographic version of compassion. So first, starting with ourselves. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all beings in this room be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all beings in this building be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Now, every step, the quality of compassion grows, gets bigger, more expansive. And then as you do this, awareness also grows. Now, may all beings in this city be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all beings in this state, province, county, or oblast be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Now, may all beings in this country be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all beings in the whole world be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may all beings in the whole universe be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And now may all beings throughout all space and time be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Good. And now, feeling into this compassionate heart. And now, have your real adult life unfold before you. And see yourself moving through your adult life with this quality of grace. And also with your heart open to the suffering of others. And equipped with this desire that their suffering diminish. Okay. Good. Making a deep impression of that. Good. I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.